talking about what an amazing run you guys had. And that was pre the ceremony. And I just assumed that all of you would get on stage. And so did you think that was going to happen at some point during the night, Toadie or Ryan, sorry?
Oh, no, I didn't think we'd get on stage. I didn't kind of expect that we'd get on stage. I mean, no one gave us a heads up. But, no, you know, look, we turned up there and we did our, you know, mandatory, you know, 3 hours of talking to people on the red carpet. And, you know, kind of got in the room and we ended up getting split up and stuck on two different tables and, you know, kind of, it was horrible, you know. Our table was actually stuck behind the cameras. We couldn't actually even see the stage. Competition winners had a better table than us.
Hey, Ryan, you're not a priority for the room when your table's behind the cameras.
Yeah. I kind of figured that we weren't going to get a gig then. Yeah.
So do you feel like a little bit let down by it? Like, do you feel like given all you've done for the industry and the many, many years, and yes, it's a job and you're lucky, but like, surely, do you think maybe they could have done something to make you feel a bit more special?
Yeah, look, in all honesty, it was incredibly disappointing, you know, the package that they put together. And I mean, I kind of watched it and went, oh, okay, so Neighbours has just been summed up by a whole lot of food being dumped on people's heads. You know, as you say, I mean, like, you know, Daniel and Nat are just absolutely gorgeous people and nothing, absolutely nothing against them. But, you know, we've got people who have been on TV for nearly 30 years each. And I think probably the least they could do is actually just kind of, you know, get us to actually say something. I mean, it's been a massive, we're in the bloody Hall of Fame. I mean, if this is how you treat people, you know, a show that's in the Hall of Fame, then, yeah, good luck to the Logies, really.
Now, look, you were that was on stage a few years ago where the Neighbours entered the Hall of Fame. But Sunday night was just a perfect opportunity to get the likes of you and all the other, you know, long term actors,
household names, people have grown up with. The Logies are partly what they are because of shows like Neighbours and the people that it helped launch and kept going.
And we do love Dan McPherson and Natalie Battingthwaite.
If this is kind of any indication, I mean, the in memoriam section, I mean, half the people in that have worked on Neighbours. So I think they probably got a bigger Guernsey than what we did.
So Dan McPherson and Natalie Battingthwaite, who are great performers in their own right, but they're known for so many different things, you know. Mm. That they should not have been representing Neighbours. So,
I think they've got every right to represent them. You know, absolutely.
I know. We love them, but with you guys as well.
I think it was an opportunity to get some people, who have been there for nearly 30 years on. Yeah.
And you would have absolutely got a standing ovation.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. And then everyone.
Well, I mean, if this is any indication, the cast of Home and Away afterwards came up and, you know, they were saying how sorry they are that's what we got.
Wow. From Home and Away. I mean, in years gone by, they used to glass each other as soon as they saw them. And now the camaraderie. Oh, man.
Mate. Anyway, mate, yeah. What can you do? Now, you are...
Well, maybe I should just join the cast of Home and Away. That's
oh, my God.
What are you going to do, though, Toadie? Honestly, what's next for you? Oh, God, Ryan, sorry. See, this is how institutionalised you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be forever Toadie, you know, until I play like a serial killer or something like that.
Show up at Summer Bay and take a few out.